More than 20 years after launching as an online bookstore, Amazon.com has finally confirmed it plans to set up shop in Australia. The online shopping giant has issued a brief statement which really sheds no light on when exactly Amazon will launch here. But the Amazon statement did confirm it plans to introduce its full range of services, including its new grocery business, Amazon Fresh. Some of Australia's major retailers, including Coles, owned by Wesfarmers, and Woolies, say they're ploughing money into their businesses to make them Amazon-ready. But other than shoppers, are there likely to be any winners from Amazon's arrival? Justine Parker is speaking with Citigroup's retail analyst, Brian Raymond.
There's a clear rationale for Amazon to come out and be specific with their plans. And I think that is to attract some sellers of products onto their marketplace platform. That's something that's going to take some time to build up and is an important part of their strategy. About half of their sales globally come from third-party sellers on their marketplace. And if they intend to build that up, it's going to take some time. And the other one might be to attract more retail talent into their head office.
Amazon didn't reveal in its statement when it's likely to open its doors here in Australia. When do you think it's likely to happen?
It is unlikely that it will be this calendar year. The most likely timing would be either 2018 or 2019. It makes sense to open ahead of the emerging sales event of Black Friday in November, and so potentially they could open in the back half of 2018. They're still yet to lock down a warehouse facility that's capable of supplying the Australian market to be able to deliver on their proposition to customers, which is, you know, free two-day delivery across at least the major markets of Australia being Sydney and Melbourne.
It's taken such a long time for Amazon to get here, though. Don't you think businesses have had plenty of time to prepare?
There's been rumours around Amazon entering Australia for more than 5 years, so you certainly have had time to prepare if you're a retailer. Nevertheless, it has been an area of long-term focus for them, but not one of near-term immediacy. Australian retailers in aggregate have underinvested in their omni-channel strategies, and their websites and online retail is relatively underdeveloped in Australia. There's been limited need for them to invest to this point because you haven't had that major competitor coming in to compete away a number of your bricks and mortar sales, which are clearly going to come under some more pressure when Amazon does open its doors. So I would characterise the Australian market as relatively underinvested. I think there's a number of areas of investment that's required. One is their websites and their ease of use of the website. That's only a relatively smaller part of the overall investment that's required, in our view. And look, to be honest, even the websites are still needing further investment. Where I think that the real underinvestment's come has been the fulfilment piece. So that is essentially being able to compete with an Amazon on delivery terms. The incumbent retailers have focused very much on click and collect as a strategy around omnichannel, which is a very important component, one that I think all bricks and mortar retailers should embrace, but it doesn't mean that you don't have to invest in your supply chain, your delivery, to be able to facilitate delivery of products within a 2 to 3 day window. And then in terms of trying to make it economic for the retailers, you can't charge for that delivery in a post-Amazon world. I think it's unlikely any retailer is prepared from a supply chain perspective to be able to deliver products within 2 to 3 days with no cost to the customer and also no minimum order size. No one's at that standard at this point.
Are you surprised that Australian retailers still seem to be ill-prepared for Amazon's arrival given how long it's taken?
I'm surprised that there hasn't been more investment to this point. Retailers have seen the impact of Amazon in other markets. They've got a clear picture of what Amazon can do, irrespective of what sector you're in. I think there's been a clear impact in the US, the UK, Europe, and a number of other markets. And despite all of that, there has been a degree of underinvestment.
What kind of an impact do you think it will have on jobs in the retail sector?
One of the common outcomes from Amazon entering a market is retailers reassessing their store networks and shrinking space where it's unproductive. I think that there is risk around jobs on the shop floor over the very long term. This is something that won't impact for a number of years, but I think there is some downside risk there. But at the same token, though, I think retailers will need to invest in their staff in order to make the in-store experience more enjoyable for shoppers. That might require more staffing intensity in the square metres and the stores that remain in their networks. So there might be some offset there. The other component is Amazon will actually add jobs into Australia. There may be different jobs, maybe different staff that are deployed within Amazon, particularly in their distribution centres, which still do require a significant amount of labour. So I think there's both positives and negatives. I would argue on balance there'd probably be fewer jobs as the store networks shrink. However, it's important to recognise those other positive elements.
Are there likely to be positive impacts for some of Australia's small niche online businesses?
What Amazon does is put tremendous scale behind what would otherwise be relatively small operators. Now, that applies to both online-only and bricks-and-mortar retailers. You only have to go onto the Amazon US website, scroll through the list of the retailers that sit behind a lot of the products that you're looking at buying, and realise that a lot of these are retailers that have been around a long time, and they might be in a local region or local market, but because of the capabilities of Amazon, they've actually been able to improve their volumes substantially and drive significant growth through their marketplace. And I think, you know, small and medium businesses are set to benefit from Amazon enabling them through both their marketplace and their frontline website, but also their capabilities in fulfillment. So fulfillment by Amazon is a significant step change in distribution, which, you know, essentially enables a small local retailer to be able to deliver nationally within 2 days for free, which otherwise would never be possible and would open up new markets for them. So if there is a winner out of Amazon entering, besides potentially consumers, which will benefit from the service, I think some of those small and medium businesses could be a major beneficiary.
Well, and the winner is you. That's Brian Raymond, retail analyst at the investment bank Citi, speaking with our reporter, Justine Parker.